Yeah, that's good. Okay, I just Shin Sadi has Sif Hey. I just want to go over just to clarify. It wasn't 100% clear. Whatever. Kol Beis Dira Shiyotzi Me'ayir. Any Beis Dira house, whatever it is, that goes from outside the city, that's outside the sits outside the city. Im Haya Beino Levein Ha'ir Shivim Amo Shnei Shlishim. If there's only Shivim Amo, which is a Shud Sela Beis Asayim Rubos, that's the measurement of Beis Asayim Vakarpaf. Apart from there, Reizim Mitzarif Le'ir Nechshav Mimena. Then that's considered part of the city. Yishmodin La'alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach Modin Chutz Beis Dira Zeh. You push the border out to this house and you go Alpayim Amo in this direction only. From this house. Some say you don't start from the house. And what you do is you take a chut and you go negative bayis, machikim misham shivim ana mishirayim umaschilim. The Ramah says, I didn't say it clearly enough yesterday. The Ramah says that what you do is you go ahead and you take a chut and you measure out 70 amma from the wall, and then you start paying amma from there. Meaning that he holds that every single time it doesn't make a difference the house is there or not. The Ramah, the Lashon is a little bit confusing, but the Ramah is saying is basically this sheet holds you always give shivim amma to a city outside their walls, which is a karpaf, a little bit of extra makom or whatever, and you always do that whether or not. The Be'er Halacha says it seems like Rov Deya seems to go like the first Deya. You want a person, the Oyla wants to be makel like the Ramah, you can be makel, but in a situation where there's no house there, that already he feels that he feels he shouldn't be makel like the Ramah. That if there's no house, or just every single time, push it out 70 amos. It's only if there will be some sort of a house there. Vav hayabayis korv le'ir b'shivim amos. If there's a house, then shivim amos. Ubay sheni korv le'bayis b'shivim b'shivim amos. Another house, shivim amos away. Ubay shlishi korv le'sheni b'shivim amos. V'chein ama halach kamiyami. If you went ahead and you and there's a house going for the whole distance kamiyami and goes up the whole across the United States, I don't know, whatever, area called Kir Achas, it's all considered like one city. And you always measure from the outside the Bayis Achron. Who shiye Beit Dira ze arba amo yisa arba amo seyaser. As long as it's an actual Beit Dira, not just like a. And you stick a cardboard box, whatever. It has to be an actual Beis Dira of Arba Arba, B'chein Beis Knesses, Sheish Beis Dira, or if it's a shul that has a Beis Dira, let's say a guest house, or the Rav sleeps there, or something like that, L'chazanim, or for the Rav, like they have by Chesina of the Shtibel, they have the Rav sleeps there, whatever. Beis Avodah Zelilim, Sheish Beis Dira L'choneim, and like here in Beit Shemesh, you have, unfortunately, you have that, monastery on the hill above Beit Shemesh, so that you can include, you could actually use, if you want to take a hike out that way, you can, I mean, you have to measure the tone if it's outside or not, but you can use that as a, considered a house to go ahead and to measure the tone from, because they sleep there. if it's an Eitzah, or like a treasure house, whatever, that has a house for a guard. Gesher, and if you have a gesher, a bridge with a toll booth, I don't think would be considered because people don't live there, but it has like a place people, something like the guard sleeps. Kever, or if you have a three-walled structure without a roof, that would be considered, that would be considered, meaning that there was a Beis Dira, not that you set up a chachil, that's not a house, but there was a house, and it got, and the roof caved in, whatever, so that would still be considered, enough to push the tchum out to there. Veshalish mechitzos in right nabayis aboni b'yam. If you have a little, let's say, a lighthouse on a small rock outside the, you know, outside in the harbor or whatever, and there's some, and there's someone lives there, so that would also be, you can also push the tchum from there. Veshtei mechitzos sheish aleihem tikra umaziva. Or you have two mechitzas and a tikra that people sheish, that people will sleep there, that you have, that it's somewhat, again, we're talking about a case, not that someone set up an encampment, a homeless encampment or something like that, but actually they're an actual structure which broke. It's just these are different tzuras of things that broke, that were based dira. Umara sheish binyan al piha. Amara has some sort of construction in front. People live there, but they had put like some sort of structure in front, like they have down Beit Jubrin, south of Beit Shemesh. They have, it's like caves with like the houses on the outside, and they lived inside the caves. Ko elu mitzdarfim ima. All these things, if the Tok Shivim Amma are mitzarf to the city.
Are you saying that a homeless camp is not the...
No, well, I'm saying if someone to put up two cardboard boxes and put a, like, put up like a wall and they put a thing, if these are temporary structures. It's not about specifically it was a house that got destroyed. Not that the Chachila is not a house, it's not a Bezira. If you were, as only, the Mishabura says only if it was a house that was, and then the walls, it's just like you had before, but it was missing a roof, so too it's missing two walls, it just, it, the walls crumbled.
Somebody's living there in a tent.
So a tent, it has to be something which is a base dira. I don't know if a tent is considered a base dira, because these things, that's not a proper structure. I think it has to be, if there's a, maybe if there's a motorhome there or something, that could be, that would work. Someone parks a motorhome there for Shabbos, could be, that would work. But I don't know. I don't know if a tent is considered a proper structure. Yeah, but there were, nowadays a tent is not, I mean, yes, a tent in the city you go to, you can see people live in tents kavod. But also funny. You measure out from the whole city. Right, and then you go from there. Apayim ama. Aval shtei mechitzos she'en aleihem tikra. Two mechitzos without a tikra. The house got really destroyed, and there's two mechitzos and a roof. Even if people will sleep there, that's not considered a beis dira. A gesher va'kever beis haknesses of ozililim oitzva she'ein behem beis dira. Any of these structures, or the shul, or or a base of ozara, oitzvas are just structures that the warehouse, things like that. People don't live there, so then there's no guard there, so then that's also not considered. Vabor v'asiach v'amara, v'ashiach v'amara v'shoivach v'bayis shivasvina. If you have a boar, all these things that people are trying to live there, you have some sort of crack in the ground or a cave, something, whatever, or shoivach, treehouse, something like that, bayis shivasvina, or you have a house on water, when the mice says, so the question of the motorhome, is it the same thing as the bayis shivasvina? It's a little kvia, because the question of what that means, it's not kavua. If it's on the border, I guess sometimes it moves back and forth. If it's anchored to the floor, maybe that would be okay. I don't know, but if it's the problem is it's something that it keeps on moving back and forth, it's not, doesn't mean that it goes away, just it doesn't stay in one spot.
Why does the monastery work?
Because it's a base dira. Doesn't have to be used.
It's not a base tefillah shalein in the oven.
It is. It's a base tefillah, a base tefillah, a tifla, whatever, but since people live there, it's considered, their makel is considered that part of the city, you know, whatever. The way the Aruch HaShulchan says that a Beis Medrash is considered a Beis Dira, because people learn there and eat there, and you know the Lomdei Torah sit and they sometimes they nap there. So he says a base medrash is considered a base dira. If there are two house diras on either side of the city sticking out, so then you consider it as if it's a kesha, as like we had before. You consider it like a U, and you don it accordingly. There's two cities close to each other. Kufim Aleph Ama Ushlish. Now we're talking about over here, not only two cities, but even two neighborhoods. If there's a, like there was a whole shaila here in Rabbi Chemich between Aleph and Beis for many years, but there still is, depending if an Erev works to go ahead and close everything, or it could be nowadays is more, the houses are closer, it depends, but it used to be there was they couldn't carry from one, without Erev Tchumin, they couldn't carry from one neighborhood to the other because there was a large open area. It was too big. There was a question whether you counted the taxi stand as a base dira. I think that was a whole discussion. The horror, you don't. But if you have two neighborhoods with no houses in between, so then say it's an industrial zone. Also might be, I don't know. There's no base dira there. If they're within a two, meaning they give two karpas, two Shivim Amo, Mashu, whatever, to each city outside. Then you get to Kufim Amo, 141 Amos for Shlish. Kadeshi, Shivim Amo, Shirayim Lazu, Shivim Amo, Shirayim Lazu. Chashuvim Shteim Kir Achas. Then they're considered one city, and then you can carry through that area. And then it's called Ir Mehem Halechas, it's called Ir Ashnia, the Chutzala Paim Amo. Then you can go ahead and you can carry you can go ahead and not carry, sorry, you can walk outside the edge of the city of Haim Amma, the other side. And the wall of the city which broke down in two directions, Zukaneged Zu, is like a Makom of Foolish. Harvu Abatin Shibinehem, Akufim Alav Amma Ushlish, and there was a tornado went straight through the city and cut it in half. Dino Kasasum, as long as there's 141 Amos in the middle, that's Tosum of Abayis Echod. Afilu Galo Harbe, if it's a mansion, an estate, Ein Lo Din Ir. An estate does not have the din of a city, even though, yeah, I mean, I remember in, my wife and I drove by in LA, there was a house in Bel Air, we think we drove by the wall, it was like 5-6 minutes driving along the edge of the estate. Yeah, there's some very large estates out there. Al-Khopanin doesn't have a din of a city. Ain't no din ear, losses lo shivim ama. Shekobi is a whole complex, and there's different servants, different houses, guest houses, that's going to be something different. But one big house, even if it's a castle or something, it's not considered a city. therefore, it doesn't get to connect it. If it's outside, if it's from the wall, great. But if it's 140 amos from the city, it's not mitzaref. Three chateros. It's mentioned the three chateros, three houses, something like that. It's mentioned that's in the Gvul, that's in Bate Arachom, what's considered a basic city. Hayu shlosha kfarim mishuloshim. If there were three kfarim mishuloshim in the shape of a triangular, and two and one, a triangle. In yesh b'nei mtsari b'nei kol echa b'nei chitzani opayim amba v'pachos. If between on two of the outside ones, there's more than others. There's less than a paim amma. Mikan of in shnayim achitzonim, reish pegimel amos pachos shlish. If there's 283, which is 141 amos pachos shlish. Mivar rocha ve'ir roi, eishia ben kol echa mehem uvein kol ben amtzay kishetira or yisay kihidu. If you would stand at the in front of the third city and you look straight, it gets ki'ilu that they would be sitting one, two, three, with Kufim Aleph Ushlish between, you know, with less than Kufim Aleph Ushlish between each side city. You can consider them all one city, and you can go ahead and you go ahead and you measure outside. Or who are they, if it's different neighborhoods with something if they're in the Meshulash, depends of Yish. Some say that you measure, you don't have to measure from the you don't say rowing. You only say rowing for the shnei chitzonim. But the middle one you don't say it. So therefore the tchum, it doesn't get the tchum of the other two. It gets the tchum since we say rowing the kilu would connect the three, but the middle one. It's not really in between, so then it doesn't connect, and you go the tchum only from its own walls, not from the outside, not from the other cities, at least the other cities' walls. And since we say that Erevin's, the Shavura says that Erevin is a din derabanan, so therefore we go achar meikum. Let's say you have a city which sits on the side of a nachal. Which in English is a wadi, or let's say a dry canyon. I don't know, depends what country you want to live in, or whatever. It's a dry, Sherova Iti Hu Yovesh. It's a canyon, a dry canyon, Mishtam Shimboi, and you usually use it, whatever they use it for, the city uses it for something. Mishaino Male Ela Bishasa Geshim. Water only goes there. When it rains, if there's a matzeva, a pedestal or a platform, which is almost wide, al sasa nachal, even if it's deep, they want to use it to store stuff or I don't know whatever. Then the nachal is considered part of the city, even though water does run through it periodically. And then you go ahead and you can measure the time amah from the other side of the nachal. But yahal seh nachal kulo bechlal ha'ir, then a matzeva b'nuya b'tzideh becomes part of the city because there's a matzeva which is a kavua place to use this nachal. Ve'im lo haya mitzvah seh nachal, ve'im lo haya sham matzeva, if they didn't put in some sort of platform, ein modelim lahem, you don't measure, elo mipesach vaseyem, you only measure from the edge of the houses. Then it gets measured part of the alpayim, and we'll see the next simon about how you measure if it's a ditch or whatever. It's not part of the, it becomes chutzir. Yoshvei tzvifim dehainish yoshim ba'olim she'osim v'chutzim v'arava. People who live in tzvifim, it's like a hut, an oilim she'osim, and that's some sort of hut. V'ein lahem din ir. If you have a whole tent city, that's not considered a city. Each person gets his own alpayim ama. Im ein lahem kamin hekif mechitza asara or chavitz asara asara batei. Unless they make like an encampment, which they put some sort of small wall around or a ditch, whatever, to show that we're all together, like a caravan, something like that. Yesh sham shalosh chatzeros. This is your question, what makes a city? Is if there's three chatzeros of two batim, kavuim shel even, which would make six houses. I don't know if just a six houses on the street, could work, I don't know. O shel nasarim, elu oisim es kulam keva. It has to be a stone or wood that makes it keva, v'yishem din ir. You go ahead and you make it into a square and you count the tchum from outside. Ruach hashar ayaros. Ir shehukva v'yachar kach yashva. Let's say it's a city which there was a wall there, or it was a fort or something like that. I don't know. And then they decide to turn into a city. Modin la mimakom yeshivasa. There, since what they're going by the wall, like you said, it's not hukuf ladira, and you go by the makom of the houses and out. Yosh v'acha chukfa, but if like many city, there's a city and they put a wall around it, modin la michlam yosa, then you go from the wall. And of course, if the city was planned, it's just the construction, there's planned to have a wall, just it started with the houses and they got to the wall, that still means it's chukfa sadir because that's how it was planned. Point over here is that it was built the wall first in the city. The point over here is that it was this ear without a wall, so you decided to put a wall up. Or, so then that wall doesn't count. And like I said, like I mentioned, Yesh Omrim, if you have an Erev, so usually put the Erev after you build a city. So if you go from the Erev, they consider those walls, then you'd also be considered that Yoshua Yachra Chukva.
Hukaf ladira means that the wall came first, right?
Hukaf ladira, no, hukaf ladira, no, means the opposite. It's the same thing, same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. Shin Sari test. Eimul in tchum ha'ir ela b'chevel shapishna. How do you measure the tchum ha'ir? Now, too, the idea I meant to ask and find out exactly what they do nowadays. But there used to be, they used a chevel shel pishtan shel chamishim amav. Lo pachos shunim tach b'yoyser. You don't need anything lo aruch yoyser. And she ino nim tach karori. Because by pishtan, it stretches so it's exactly chamishim amav. I don't know nowadays if I meant to ask someone, does Erevin, if they use a tape measure or laser even, whether that would work. It could be it would, I don't know. It seems to be if it's exact, the point of the pishtan is it has to be exact. Now also you can only do chamishim ama, so therefore I don't know if it wouldn't work to go ahead and just lechora to go ahead and to just measure 2,000 amos, you have a satellite, I don't know, I'm not sure that would work. I have to speak to a Erev maker to see how that works. Usually, people don't go hiking. The only thing is, I'm no gay, people go hiking. I mean, and nowadays, people don't usually, in camps, whatever, people like want to go hiking outside, so that's what they should. I mean, that's when, in general, it's not so common for people to leave to go out the edges of the city. Yesh nar lefanov, if there's a river in front by the city, l'sof shiv achamesh ama. If it's within Shivim Bechamesh Amah, La Achar, so what do you do? Because here you have to go ahead and measure 50 over, but the river itself is of Shivim Bechamesh Amah. So then what do you do? La Achar Shemad Bechamishim Amah, so then what do you do? Because then the Chuzer La Achorav after, so you go to the edge of the, you go to the edge of the other side of the measure 50 ama. So what do? You don't have to. You don't have to stand in the middle of the nar. What you do is you measure out. You take the 50 and you go to the end of the nar and you walk backwards. So you get a clear and to the original point. So you get a. So then you get a clear. Measurement. One second, and then the Mishabura says it's only if the nar itself is 50 amas. You measured it from side to side. You have to, and it's 50 amas. So therefore, but if it's bigger than, and then you're just missing the space in between the 50, 25, and 50. So then you have to go ahead and you go to the nar and you go back, whatever. But but if it's bigger, it's a little bit unclear how you figure out how to do it. He says, look in the Yerushalmi, it's a little bit unclear how to do it. Yosim achevel keneged libo, when they want to measure, they put the chevel by up of the person's chest. Yimtechene b'chol kocho, and you stretch it out to its fullest. Lo, even though the elo keneged ha'ir, you start from the city, afil yesh harim megeos kenegda. Even if there's hills and mountains and or valleys in front of it, lo yelech v'kenegda b'tzida shehu yosha Let's say there's a har for outside the city. There's a there's mountains. If you go 20 kilometers south, 20 miles south, it's flat over there. So I'm just going to go ahead and go over the flat area and measure straight over there, and it'll be much easier than I can figure out. You don't do that. You have to go from the wall, and when you hit, there was a way to measure when you hit hills and mountains and things. If you meet a shemado cham, elayimdo keneged ayir, you have to just go straight. Yushiyagia lahar, when you do hit a hill, im hu kolkach zokov, if it's if it's the slope is very vertical, shem yiridu chut hamishkoles mirosho lo yisrachak mikenegi olamata bishupulo arba'amos. So you take a stick of some sort which is arba'amos long, and you hang a weight from the string with a weight that goes down to the bottom of the hill. Obviously, if it's a tall mountain, it doesn't work, but it might work partially, but whatever. And then, if it's within Dalad Amo, if you have this Dalad Amo stick and it hits the bottom, hits the ground, so then, as Ein Tzarech Limdoid Hayirida Ba'aliya Elim Yesh Mishar Barosho, if it's just like a hill, a straight hill with a peak, a small peak, So then you can just measure it straight, unless there's a place to stand on the top. There's some sort of, if it's just a peak, you can include it. If you name Mishor Barosho, Enimo de Klal, but if there's no place to, if there's no place to stand at all, then you don't have to measure. It's not part of the har is not part of the measurement of the tchum. If there's a place to stand, meaning people can walk on the top, climb to the top and walk, you measure the top, but you don't have to go ahead and include the slope. So it's kilo. We consider it like a 90-degree slope. If there's a wall, right, and it's tchum, you hit a wall, you don't have to go ahead and if it's like a fence. You don't have to measure the fence. Okay, it's 2 inches on top. You don't have to measure the fence. You just go to the other side of the fence and continue, or through the fence, whatever. So this wall, if it's a really vertical hill, then it would be considered like a fence, and it's not included in the measurement. However, if there's place on top to walk, then you include that in the measurement. Ve'im chut misrachek v'kenegdo arba amos v'slachit asara b'toich chomesh. Let's say that. All right, maybe stop. Should we stop here? Yeah, let's stop here because this is one inyan. Then we're going to go on to how you measure a mountain. Yeah.